This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Tripoli today, Libyan rebels seized control of Muammar Gaddafi's primary compound. At the same time, rebel leaders in the eastern city of Benghazi discussed a post-Gaddafi government with visiting foreign officials. The rebels' success in Tripoli provided a badly needed boost to their transitional National Council. It suffered an embarrassing setback yesterday when Gaddafi's notorious son, Saif al-Islam, appeared in public after rebel leaders had claimed he was in custody. NPR's Soraya Sahardi Nelson is in Benghazi, and she sent us this report.
Benghazi drivers honked their horns in celebration moments after learning that rebel fighters had breached Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli. The news quickly eclipsed their questions about why their leaders falsely or mistakenly announced that the rebels had captured Gaddafi's eldest son and one-time heir apparent. A day after that announcement, a sneering Saif al-Islam Gaddafi appeared at the Tripoli hotel where foreign journalists are staying and took them on a tour of the city. On television, he taunted the rebels and claimed his father's forces would crush them. His reemergence dealt a blow to Benghazi residents, who loathe him as much as the besieged leader himself. Ali al-Barasi and other residents say they view the younger Gaddafi as a key force behind the oppression they felt for decades. Fellow resident Mohammed Abdullah Rafali, who was a corporal on the rebel army's special forces, says learning that Saif al-Islam was still at liberty cut deeply. But Rafali, like many others here, said they still back the Transitional Council and its leader, Mustafa Abdul Jalil. He says they love and respect Jalil and added, "May God forgive what he did." Jalil refused at a news conference today to answer questions about the incident, but Council Foreign Affairs spokesman Ahmed Jibril stressed the council's efforts to keep rebels from engaging in revenge attacks against any of the Gaddafi family.
Personally, I think we've taken extra measures to make sure none of Gaddafi's family, none of Gaddafi's inner circle is harmed. And probably this is what led to the freeing of Muhammad 2 days ago.
Jibril is referring to another Gaddafi son who reportedly escaped from rebel captivity yesterday.
We could have arrested him, we could have put him in prison, but we preferred not to do so. We wanted to treat him well, make sure he's not harmed, make sure of his safety and his family's safety.
Visiting dignitaries also made no reference to the incident, instead showering the council and its head with praise and vows of support. One was Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, who at a Benghazi news conference urged countries with frozen Libyan assets to send them to the rebel council by next week.
We are sure that Libya will be one of the leading countries after this historical transformation. The military support will continue until full security is being established.
The foreign minister also revealed that his country had provided $300 million in aid to the rebels. Meanwhile, rebel council member Suleiman Futia says key ministers are working on plans to relocate the leadership from Benghazi to Tripoli. Futia says a ministerial delegation will soon travel to Tripoli to assess the capital's security, economic, and fuel needs in the wake of the fighting. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Benghazi.